All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts, check them out. Good morning. It is Friday, April 9th. It is, beautiful day. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm doing much better. I've been sick. I was sick with a cold. It's funny, you get a cold all of a sudden, now you feel like you've gotten Montezuma's revenge. I mean, I was pretty hurting. And but it was fine. Okay. Worked it out. Got the shot, got my second vaccine. Felt kind of crappy, and then I got a cold. So, I don't know which was what, but all I know is today I feel better. And I said the same thing yesterday because yesterday I felt better, but today I'm actually feeling better, which is great. I hope everyone else is doing okay. Watch out for the colds. They're still out there, I guess. I thought today would be, I've been talking about the first step. I mean, I'll probably just keep always talking about the first three steps. They're huge. They're a huge part of my life today. The first step, I mean, just going through what I've gone through in life and in the program and sobriety, and to reflect on how the first step is constantly changing, and how I read one thing one day and then I read it the same thing the next day, and it's like it has a whole different meaning. And it's not that multifaceted, but I think the big eye-opening part of that step was the word we, and my lack of humility and trying to understand that joining a group is a humble moment for me. Admitting was probably one of the first humble things I'd done, but not understanding that when I first came in, and then over the years looking back and understanding that that's really what's more important. But the second step came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Came to believe. So came to believe to me means over time, a process. It wasn't instant. Just like a spiritual awakening for me. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Came to believe, just the act, the process, understanding, me understanding that it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. Old habits, getting rid of old habits, starting new habits. When I first came into the program, they talk about putting your shoes under the bed so you can get down on your knees to put the shoes under the bed, and while you're down on your knees, pray. And I know for myself, and I can't speak for everyone, but I know for myself, praying was not on my radar. I've said it before, I prayed for only things that I wanted. I didn't understand prayer. I didn't understand the act. Just the simple act of praying correctly for me is an act of saying that whatever's going on, I'm not big enough to handle it. So I'm just going to stop what I'm doing, and I'm going to recognize that I'm just a simple human. And I can't do all this by myself, regardless of the outcome. It'd be one thing if I sat down or I put my shoes under the bed, and I early on I would say, Dear Lord, help me find a job. Help me find a girlfriend. Help me make money. Keep me sober. Ask. But just the act of, for me, for prayer, and this is only for me, I'm just sharing my story about what's going on for me. But what I would learn is it isn't about asking. It's about recognizing and saying thank you. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me another day sober. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to pray. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to recognize when my shoulders aren't big enough, I can turn things over. I was watching this, people know I love Joe Rogan, and he had this guy on yesterday, his name's Brian Green, and he's a I don't know what he is, but he, you know, he does quantum mechanics. He's a physicist, I guess. But he talks about, you know, they were talking about religion. And, you know, the world and the planet and the solar system and the, you know, the galaxies and how we have billions of other suns. And around every sun, there's a galaxy. And around every and in a galaxy, there's probably another Earth. And he was saying, you know, because, you know, of course, with Joe Rogan, it's always about UFOs. And he's like, I don't think UFOs come here because I don't think we have anything interesting going on here. We're so far behind, you know, in mathematics, right? You know, you have the Big Bang and the universe expands and you know, we're where we are, and there's people or things or I shouldn't say people or things. There's moments that are ahead of us by billions of years. And if a group is billions of years ahead of us, they're probably billions of years more advanced than us. So his thought was aliens probably don't come here because there's nothing that they can get. It's like us standing around and studying an anthill, right? There's nothing we're going to learn from an anthill. I mean, we've studied them. So his thought was, there's nothing here for aliens to come and see. We're so far behind. We're such a unadvanced group, which I thought was interesting. But he was talking about how religion, you know, plays a role in everybody's life in a different way. You know, some people have religion to keep us, you know, following rules. Some people have religion to motivate us to continue on. It gives us a purpose. Some people use religion to remind themselves how much they hate religion, I guess. I don't know. But religion to me was always, as a simple self-centered asshole, the return on religion wasn't fast enough for me. A relationship with God or a relationship in the church or with that kind of stuff, I didn't get the return back fast enough. So I just lost interest. Do this, I want the return. You put the money in the thing and this you pull the lever and the shit comes out. That's about how quick I want religion. It wasn't doing it fast enough for me. I didn't want anything to do with it. So for me to come into a program and talk about religion, or really it's about came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. It doesn't actually say religion. And it says, you know, I was doing a little bit of reading, and a lot of people don't like this step because it makes them, I guess, in their mind, be part of religion. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. So if I'm going to be honest, I really struggled with this step, I shouldn't say struggled. I just didn't pay much attention to this step. I spent so much time in this program and being free from drinking, but basically being a dry drunk. And to me, the definition of a dry drunk is just a self-centered asshole with a deficiency in humility that doesn't drink. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty much what I was and pretty much what I struggle with today. So came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. You know, I had to start practicing little things. And it didn't start happening until I finally, after years of being in this program as a dry drunk, started to want to find more. You know, the stop drinking, no drinking thing has passed. I'm not, you know, I can only say for today that I don't think I'll have a drink. I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping that I will never have another drink. That's my plan. That's what I truly want. So put that, you know, that's kind of, you know, always front and center, but, you know, just off to the left on a smaller burner. But what I want to bring forward now and what I want to find is peace and serenity, chill, non-aggressive, non-confrontational. You know, I don't want to be, you know, I have a good friend of mine and, you know, he loves to make fun of people. He loves to you know, find your soft spot and then poke it. And I think, you know, whatever, that's fine. But I don't want to do that. You know, I want to be a friend amongst friends. Right? I want to be someone that you can count on to know that I'm safe, right? I'm a safe person to talk to. You know, I'm not going to make a joke of everything like I used to. And the worst part about it is that behavior that I used to have was all about making myself feel better. So praying to God and asking for things is usually about making myself feel better. But over time, you know, I've become a different person and I want more. And I don't want to be I don't want to be the guy that has to take opportunities to make myself feel better. I want to be at peace. I want to be at serenity. I want to be great with where I'm at regardless. And I want to be great with where everybody else is at. You know, it talks about it in the fourth step, you know, this, that Mr. Jones, you know, it's always, you know, a lot of my anger and unhappiness is me basically comparing myself to everything else and realizing that I haven't done much. So finding some sort of serenity where I'm not concerned about what other people have or what other people are doing or am I not doing as well, that's tough. So it's really only been years, really, just a few years that I started to understand a relationship with a higher power. And it's, I had to start making little new habits, you know. And I talked about this when I got into that business adventure that went sour. You know, that was a great example of me given the opportunity to be a fucking victim. And I got, you know, it was me and another person that got into this you know, business adventure. And when it went south, we're like, I can't believe this. We're screwed, you know, fucking bullshit. And I'm like, first of all, let's get real honest about why we even got involved. It's not like we wanted to save the planet. We wanted to make quick money. I mean, it was a great idea. But we didn't do it because we wanted to be in it for the long haul. We wanted a quick return. It was a money grab. And with every money grab, there's a lot of risk. And the risk went bad. And this person that I was involved with, I partnered up with and got in this business, still can't stand this person that kind of screwed us over. Or kind of, I won't say screwed us over. This person got caught up in it too, right? And, you know, it just went bad. Greed. You know, the devil showed up. And the person that I partnered up with to do this endeavor still hates this person. I hate that person. Ugh. I'm like, I don't understand why you hate this person. She screwed us over. I'm like, you gotta be accountable for the part that we played or you played. Or actually, I needed to become accountable for the part that I played, recognize why I was in it in the first place, and understand that there's risk. And it didn't work out. But I don't want to carry that fucking anchor around with me. I want serenity. I want to be able to look at the thing I did, figure out the role that I played, and get out and leave it behind. I won't do that again. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And if I'm listening to it, there's probably some quick money that I think I'm going to be making. Just isn't the case. Just isn't the case. But during that period, I talked about, I've shared this before, I think, where I was so powerless. I literally was powerless. I could not, there was nothing that I could do. And that is a rough, rough place to be. There was nothing to do, and I had to live in it. And I really had to, I had to turn to a higher power, and I had to pray about it. And it was as simple as, Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning this over to you. Dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning this over to you. Dear Lord.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight. Oh, la la. from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady.
Think that you know, just because the union's powerful doesn't mean you need to join the union. You can recognize the union, right? And that's kind of what I feel about religion. I mean it's all, you know, it's all about what we want to do and what we should do. And if I live a life of doing everything that I want to do, it's a miserable existence for me. Church, meetings, they're really kind of the same thing. You know, you think, oh, I don't want to go to church. I don't like religion. Well, meetings are a lot of the same thing. And not that it's religion-based, but it's doing something that we would rather not do. But we should. And, you know, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, however many years ago, where, you know, I'm so really not interested in the beginning of religion, so I don't really even know when it started. I just know that at some point there must have been a lot of chaos. You know, I mean, there's been times in my life where I probably could have put a gun in my mouth and it ended my life. But I was so afraid of going to hell, because that's what it says. Suicide, people that kill themselves go to hell. I didn't believe in religion. I don't believe in heaven and hell, but I know that I don't want to go there. So as much as I don't believe, part of me still believes. And it's the same thing with the meetings. You know, I don't want to go, but I need to. I need to save my ass. And then when I'm done saving my ass, I need to be there for the next person. And church is the same way. You know, you get dressed, you dress up, inconvenient. You go early in the morning, inconvenient. You sit there, it's inconvenient. But you're doing it because you want to be a better person. You want to be part of a group that all has a kind of the same thinking, I'm guessing. So it's all kind of the same. But I started doing that prayer, and, you know, it worked. It worked. You know, self is just inside of me, just running that freaking machine on high rev. And when I stop and say, listen, there's something more powerful than me that's out there. Self's like, pumps the brakes. Wait, damn it. It's like when the bus stops and that little red sign pops out on the side. That's what self does. It has to hit the brakes. Came to believe over time. Came to believe over time. Creating new habits is what I've had to start doing. And not because I was told. I started doing it because I wanted a more serenity. Being free from alcohol was not enough. Because once the alcohol left, I realized that I'm still fucked up. Still crazy. That's rough, you know. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves. Do you believe that there's a power greater than ourselves? I don't know. I don't know. I know that when you look at this planet and where I'm on the, you know, when I'm on the earth here and I'm surrounded by people that are involved in things, yes. But when you look at like quantum mechanics and you look at the universe and how giant it is and how many suns there are and many earths there are and galaxies and all the stuff that's out there, and then you wonder, is that all made by a god or is that just the Big Bang, you know, stardust? You know, suns, the sun, you know, they're big blob in the sky that just is a big nuclear reactor going off and over, and they slowly get bigger and bigger and bigger and burn themselves out eventually, and then they collapse and they explode. Supernova. And all of that matter, all of those particles, all of the stuff that comes from an exploding sun ends up landing on rocks and stuff that's floating out in space, and then new life is created. Maybe the sun is God. I don't know. All I know is none of that honestly really matters. For me, I've come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore us to sanity. And I know that moment when I'd gotten involved in that business deal, I was insane. Insane. I was in a corner and I needed to do something. And I remember my buddy Matt used to have rubber bands and sticky notes, and he would remind himself, pray, drink water, breathe air. Pray, drink water, breathe air, eat good food, pray. And the other thing is that I had to come to believe how to pray. I had to stop asking for stuff and just start recognizing what I'm not, which is big enough to carry this stress. You know, my shoulders weren't big enough. I can't handle it. And it's brutal. And, you know, I couldn't imagine going through all that stuff that I went through and not being able to find an outlet to try to relieve some of that self-centered anxiety, which was praying. If I hadn't prayed, if I hadn't worked it out, if I hadn't surrendered to the idea that there is something more powerful than me, and then recognized that in a prayer, I could fucking absolutely be insane about it. You know, I could have gone in there, you know, right before I prayed, I wanted to, you know, set the building on fire, you know, flatten tires, you know, put people in coolers. I mean, you know, I was insane. I wanted to drive a car right through the building. But stopping and saying a prayer and saying, listen, my shoulders aren't big enough, I'm turning it over to you. My shoulders aren't big enough, I'm turning it over to you. My shoulders aren't big enough, I'm turning it over to you, was just enough relief. But when I do that, you know, I also, so if I'm making new habits First habit, when shit gets weird, when shit gets tough, when shit is obsessing me, first habit, stop and pray about it. Hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just recognizing that I'm stressed out, I'm full of fear, and my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm not asking anybody to fix anything, not asking anybody to take anything away. I'm just recognizing the fact that I'm afraid, that I'm not smart enough to handle this, and that I'm turning it over and that my shoulders aren't big enough. That was the first new habit. The second habit is to just don't dive back into it. You know, there's when you talk to people and if someone comes to you or you come to somebody and there's a problem and you have a conversation about it and you discuss it and you come up with a solution, but then you continue to talk about the problem for another hour. You know, the solution for me at that moment was to pray about it. So maybe another habit is to say, hey, I'm just turning this over and I'm dropping it. I'm not going to continue to kick this rock around. And then I just, you know, making new habits. You know, every night I get into bed, I say, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for keeping another day sober. Watch over us tonight as we sleep. Pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, but I also, another habit that I've started to do is when good things are happening, I say, you know, I'm just letting you know that my shoulders aren't always big enough for this either. My shoulders clearly aren't big enough for stress and anxiety and worry, but I can tell you, my shoulders aren't really big enough for success either. Because when success shows up, I tend to push God, all that stuff out of the way. And that's just as freaking dangerous. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And what is sanity? You know? Serenity? Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to serenity? I'm not sure. I don't know. That's just some thoughts I had for the day. Let's see. Can we read anything? Is there anything to read? Let's see. Daily reflections. What's on the daily reflection thing for today? Does this make any sense? Is this helpful? Am I crazy? Probably. All right, April 9th. Freedom from King Alcohol. Let us not suppose even for an instant that we are not under constraint. Our former tyrant, King Alcohol, always stands ready again to clutch us to him. Therefore, freedom from alcohol is the great must that has to be achieved, else we go mad or die. As Bill sees it, page 134. When drinking, I lived in spiritual, emotional, and sometimes physical confinement. I had constructed my prison with bars of self-will and self-indulgence from which I could not escape. Occasional dry spells that seemed to promise freedom would turn out to be little more than hopes of a reprieve. True escape required a willingness to follow whatever right actions were needed to turn the lock. With the willingness and action, both the lock and the bars themselves opened for me. Continued willingness and action keep me free in a kind of extended daily probation that need never end. Yeah, continued willingness and action. That's kind of what I'm talking about. You know, am I willing to stop what I'm doing? Am I willing to hit the brakes and say a prayer? And am I willing to do this every day? And I can tell you that when I went through that thing, it was like every minute. There was a time I had to pray almost every minute. When life gets bad, you know, all of a sudden the fucking world starts falling apart. I hope everyone's having a great day. You know, hang in there. We'll talk later. Bye. Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy?